From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. There's a new twist in the debate over tax cuts. House Republican leader John Boehner tells CBS that he might support tax cuts for the middle class, but not the wealthy, provided that was the only option the GOP had left. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president's hoping Republicans aren't just playing politics with the middle class.
The president outlined that we shouldn't hold middle class tax cuts hostage to high-end tax cuts. The president believed that, and it looks like we certainly hope that what John Boehner said was a willingness to accept that as a big win for middle class families.
Gibbs speaking today on ABC. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heading to the Middle East for what she says may be a good shot at peace between Israelis and Palestinians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on the secretary's latest attempts at keeping peace talks alive.
Clinton says there's a certain momentum in Israeli-Palestinian talks, which started earlier this month in Washington. She is to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in Egypt Tuesday before traveling on to Jerusalem. The secretary says both men recognize that there may not ever be another chance at a two-state solution. One of her first big tasks will be to keep the talks going. Palestinians have threatened to pull out unless Israel extends a moratorium on Jewish housing projects in the West Bank. President Obama has said he has urged Netanyahu to continue with the housing slowdown as long as talks with Abbas are constructive. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
People are returning to burned-out homes near Boulder, Colorado, where one of the worst fires in state history destroyed more than $75 million worth of property. Firefighters hope to have this week-old blaze fully contained by the end of today. About 35 miles to the north near Loveland, dozens of firefighters are battling another blaze, which has burned 6,650 acres. The European Union's second quarter economic results have brought a welcome revision for the forecast of the rest of this year, with growth now expected to beat expectations by almost double. Terry Schultz reports on the optimistic outlook from Brussels.
The economy in the EU grew at its fastest pace in 4 years for the first half of 2010, leading Economic Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn to sharply hike his expectations for the rest of the year. Rehn now says the EU as a whole should grow 1.8% rather than the 1% predicted in May. But he emphasizes recovery is still fragile.
We have started scoring again, but there is no reason to shout for victory. Instead, we must remain alert and vigilant in the face of the remaining uncertainties.
And despite the upward revision overall, Rehn expects international trade and government spending to slow down, negatively affecting the growth rate in the next quarter. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Dow's up nearly 70 at 10,532. This is NPR. The diet pill Meridia may be taken off the market. The Food and Drug Administration is considering removing the Abbott Laboratories medication after data revealed higher risks of heart attacks and strokes. Europe pulled Meridia off its market in January. Six aid workers, including four Americans, are out on bail in Zimbabwe. They're due to go on trial later this month for treating AIDS patients without medical licenses. But the California church that sponsored this group says this was one of the first, or this is the first time, rather, since it started working in Zimbabwe over 10 years ago, that licensing concerns have been raised. A filmmaker who helped launch the French New Wave has died. Claude Chabrol died yesterday in Paris at the age of 80. Cause of death is still unknown. We have more on this from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Claude Chabrol was studying pharmacology when he fell in with a group of young film critics. They turned from reviewing other people's movies to making their own smart, visually arresting films that would change the face of cinema.
Allô, Carita, pourrais-je parler à Madame Desvalets, s'il vous plaît?
Chabrol's often centered on infidelity, leading to murder. Alfred Hitchcock was his model. His muse was for years his second wife, who played both betrayer and betrayed. After their divorce, he often worked with actress Isabelle Huppert in such films as The Story of Women and La Cérémonie. Often described as the most mainstream of the New Wave directors, Chabrol was also the most prolific. He made more than 60 films over a 50-year career. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Dow's up 65 at 10,528. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.